Well, right now I am looking at a photo of two very good dogs who live in County Leash. One is Smokey, little black terrier with a foxy face, white bib, two white socks, and the other is Sally, a Wheaton terrier mix. And both would look like butter would not melt in their mouths, but in the past week they have put their owner through the ringer. Spoiler alert! There's a happy ending to this story in case you can't take any more bad news. But I'm joined on the line now by Mark Smith, who got a call from his dad earlier in the week to say that Sally and Smokey were missing. Mark, tell me, Sally in particular means an awful lot to your dad.
She does. She means a lot to all of the family, Philip. She goes everywhere with him. She's his faithful companion, and not just heading to dad, but to all of the grandchildren as well, and particularly to my 6-year-old, who would have been quite phobic and anxious of dogs, and her calming presence, I suppose, with the support of my dad, has helped her to overcome that fear. So she means a lot to all of us. Okay.
So the family, neighbours, friends all fanned far and wide trying to find the two errant pups and bring them home again, but it was you who ended up heading in the right direction.
Yes, well, it was we put the call out on social media, on every platform we could find, every road and by lane, a leash. And I suppose it was a conversation with my dad. He kind of decided, look, I'm going to have to get the wellies on and get out in the fields, because there'd been no sight of them anywhere. And they traversed a couple of local farms, came across a barn, and thought, let's have a look in here. Maybe this is an adventure they might have gone on. And there were over 200 bales of hay stacked high, almost 3 metres. So he looked through a few of them, called out and heard a little bit of a whimper, and kind of investigated and looked down through a large hole and saw that Smokey had fallen down. So with the assistance of one of his local farmers and a Ukrainian who's staying with my dad, they managed to climb down and to rescue Smokey. But
okay, where was Sally though?
That was the big conundrum. So we'd kind of positive news, but no sign of her. So they searched 3 times, all 200 stacks, and not a sound was there. So I know in a phone call to my dad, he had kind of really resigned himself that, look, she was probably there, but unfortunately didn't make it. So there was a lot of sadness around. I kind of broke the news to the kids that maybe it wouldn't be good news. Mm-hmm. And just instinct, I suppose, maybe made him think, look, let's have one more final look. And he noticed some straw that looked a little bit disturbed, called out again, and just heard a whimper and happened to look down. And Sally's a little bigger than Smokey, so she was wedged further down. So he had to call in the troops again, and a local farmer with a load-all came and lifted the bales out, and thankfully they were able to make a rescue.
I know how this story ends, and yet I find myself tearing up. Yes. But the little brat, I mean, a teleporter had to be brought in to move all of these bales.
Yes, indeed. And they came out as if nothing had ever happened. Like, what was all the fuss all about? But I think there was a very positive response, even to the local farming community in a local WhatsApp group, had kind of sent lots of messages of congratulations. They were delighted that the dogs are found. And I think similarly on social media, I think everybody these days, there's a lot of negativity, there's a lot of negative news, even for the farming community with everything with the water and the fields. We needed something, some sort of small good news story to hold on to.
Indeed. It was lovely how everybody ended up getting behind it, including President Michael D. Higgins' own dog.
Yes, that was quite a surprise to see Mishnock's account to call out looking for it, but also to see such a lovely response when the dogs are found. Good. So it was very nice, very positive for everyone involved.
All right, Mark, give a treat of some kind, if you would, on our behalf, please, to both Sally and Smokey. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Phil.
A little good news story.